Beginning this summer, people in the Czech Republic will see more stars. Not the kind who win Oscars, the kind that are visible in the night sky. The Czech Republic has become the first country to pass laws limiting the amount of light pollution. In the United States, counties have passed similar legislation. NPR's Joe Palca visited Flagstaff, Arizona, the first city to prohibit excess light.
About 130 years ago, light left the binary star Theta II Tauri heading for Earth. Now, if you live in a big city like I do, you'll probably never see that light, since it has to compete with the blur of photons spewing up from street lights, neon signs, and other forms of light pollution that accompany civilization. It's pollution because the purpose of street lights is to light streets, not illuminate the sky. The light that shines up sullies the darkness of the night. Almost 45 years ago, one city decided it would be a good idea if I, or anyone else for that matter, could see the light from Theta II Tauri. The good people of Flagstaff, Arizona, have adopted a series of laws to make sure that lights on Earth wouldn't obscure the stars.
Put light only where you need it, and don't put any more than you need. It's a very simple concept.
Nat White is an astronomer with Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff. Flagstaff's initial commitment to dark skies began in 1894, when amateur astronomer Percival Lowell, of the Massachusetts Lowells, built the observatory that bears his name. To curb light pollution today, the city uses low-pressure sodium street lamps, and those lights are framed so they only point down. White proudly shows the results from the edge of the observatory grounds.
So we're overlooking Flagstaff. And you can see that the lights are very subtle. Off to the right, for a minute, you saw a very bright light. And that's the brightest light you could see, and that was the light from the train, the headlight on the train.
Looking up, I did see Theta II Tauri and much more.
We can see the full constellation of Orion, Canis Majoris, and over here on the right, we can see Taurus. You see right there? That's the beginning of the Milky Way.
White says there's a significance to being able to see the canopy of stars that goes beyond science.
The sky really hasn't changed in thousands of years. So Cleopatra looked at the same kind of constellations that if you're in a dark area, you could look at.
There aren't many other things that have remained so constant over the millennia. As a child growing up in New York City, the Hayden Planetarium was the closest I got to a clear view of those constellations. Being in Flagstaff was like being in that planetarium, but as the cold night air crept under my jacket, I was acutely aware of a crucial difference. The Flagstaff sky was real, and it went on forever. Joe Palca, NPR News, back in Washington.